I'll take back my pinata. It's wasted on you. Just spinning that pool cue all over the room. And give back the blindfold that's under your shoe. Let's drink, drink. This town is so great. Drink, drink, cause it's never too late to drink, drink, to no big surprise. But what words rhyme with buried alive? What words rhyme with buried alive?
All right, see how this goes, and I'm John.
No, again.
I'm special guest John.
And I'm special guest Eric, and we got booze.
We got booze.
So the first booze we have, we picked up the Virgin Islands for this premiere pilot episode of We Got Booze, comes from Virgin Islands brand Tropical Mango Pale Ale. It does not say St. John's Brewery, but it also has the palm tree with the tap in it that we are all so familiar with from the Soda Cast. So I'm not expecting anything great.
Yeah, they have, well, yeah. They got their beer brewery and their soda brewery. We'll see which one is better. Lightly carbonated?
Ever so lightly. That smells fun.
We'll see if they used real mango or if they...
It smells pretty mango-y.
Skimped and syruped it somehow.
John, your booze? So, we decided that this is going to be a offshoot of the very popular These Are Some of the Sodas We Like, but alcoholic edition, because Brian and Bill don't drink alcohol because they're nerds. So, just like that show, we will first give the alcoholic beverage the nose, see how it smells, give it a taste, and then tell you a bit about what it makes us think of, how it makes us feel, and then give it a score from 0 to 100. 100 being the best alcoholic beverage we've had that we would love to get drunk on. And zero being a dog shitting into our mouths. So,
smells like a pale ale with mango added to it.
Yeah, I don't even smell the pale ale. There is so much mango in there.
There's hops in there somewhere.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's about the right color too. It's
more it definitely amber. Looks like a pale ale. That is overpoweringly mango.
Yeah, there's a ton of mango in
which,
there.
Which I mean, I really love mango anything, which is why I picked this up. But with the history of this brewery, I'm not expecting it will taste anywhere as good as it smells.
It says with natural flavor, so I don't know if it's... That could mean anything, literally. Yeah.
Natural chemical flavor. All right, so...
Let's see how it goes.
Yep, there is no mango flavor in that.
Yeah, that's really weird. It just tastes like a mediocre pale ale.
But not
a whole lot of mango.
Yeah, and not a whole lot of hops either, which is disappointing.
Well, it's just a pale ale.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be super strong. But.
But even a regular pale ale has a hint of hops more strong than this. There is a bit of a mango-y aftertaste, but that is nowhere near enough to actually call it tropical mango.
Yeah, like if I breathe out through my nose, I get mango. But yeah, it's not...
No. Yeah, it's... Other than that, I mean, it's not... Bad?
No. I probably would drink one of them and then never order it again.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's like, I wouldn't regret getting this at a bar. It's a fun experience, but...
Interesting note, this is not made by St. John Brewers of the Virgin Islands. This is made by Shipyard Brewing in Portland, Maine? Not Portland, Oregon. Portland, Maine.
Oh, man.
And it's brewed... And bottled in Portland, Maine, and then, I guess, shipped to the Virgin Islands.
Apparently.
This is just a...
They just stole St. John Brewery's clip art?
Yeah, I guess, well...
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, they... Yeah, St. John Brewery did not want to make beer, I guess.
No. Well, I wonder, we didn't read that. Maybe St. John's Brewery is also in Portland, Maine.
Well, it says stjohnsbrewers.com.
Oh, it does? Well, hello. St. John Brewers, also from Portland, Maine.
Yeah, so that's
hear that, Soda Pals? We've all been lied to.
Yeah. Well, it's the Shipyard Brewers in Maine, so St. John's is just the island island front. Yeah.
I wonder,
ship all their money through.
Yeah, I wonder if, you know, the was it the Shipyard Brewers' actual version of this before it got relabeled for Virgin Islands is just like, you know, Maine Pale Ale.
Yeah, I wonder
and
if
they just squirt
just,
some like mango scent in there, and they're like tropical mango.
Yeah, they throw some dried mango in the vats and call it a day.
Yeah.
This stuff, we didn't want to bottle this pale ale. We're just going to put another label on it and throw some mango in there.
Your pale ale not doing that well up in Maine? We'll sell us some. We'll put some mango in it somehow and sell it to idiots on an island. It'll be great.
What's like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm still going to drink it because, you know, good, bad, it's still beer.
That's a terrible motto.
But it's one to live by.
It is that.
Mm-hmm. All right, producer, I need a clean glass.
Yes.
Gentlemen.
Producer Bill.
Yeah.
So, the next one, while we're getting our glasses cleaned professionally,
if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Is a bright red, quote, alcoholic beverage.
It's really an ungodly awful red. This is like...
This looks brighter red than some of the sodas we drank earlier.
Yeah, this is like big red soda. Like, this is like a generic strawberry soda color.
I originally picked it out because I thought it was going to be...
Probably this
professionalism.
I originally picked this off the shelves in St. Thomas because I thought it was going to be a soda. And then I realized, oh wait, it's a shandy. And it's 1.2% alcohol by volume, so it just barely classifies as an alcoholic drink, but still, Brian and Bill pushed out and made us test it on this program instead of their normal soda cast program.
I don't remember saying anything about
Shut up, producer. You're not a host on this show.
I'm pretty sure that's about as alcoholic as a naturally carbonated root beer or something.
So, this is called Shandy Carib. I guess it's made by the, Yeah, it's brewed and bottled by Carib Brewery in Champs-Flours, Trinidad. So at least
so
it's from the Caribbean.
This is actually Carib Brewing, which is famous for Carib Lager.
Yeah, so it's
which
called
is everywhere in the Caribbean.
Shandy Sorrel, and it's an exotic blend of lager beer, which we had a Carib Lager earlier, which wasn't terrible, with artificial Sorrel flavor, which, good God.
What is a Sorrel?
I have no idea. And certified color, red... Imported from the Caribbean. Ingredients, water, beer, sugar, artificial Sorrel flavor.
Ugh.
God dang it.
This is going to be
certified clean. Color number red 40, meaning bugs, and citric acid.
Strawberry bugs.
At least it's certified.
Uh-oh. This might
pop top?
This might be a pop top. Do we have anything?
Do you have keys? Can you do it with a key?
I don't know. Producer, open this.
Do you have a key?
Yeah, I'm... Reliable.
All right.
Do you have a lighter, or I have a lighter.
Oh yeah, can you do it with a lighter?
That is a pop top.
Yep.
I have in the past opened this with a lighter, so this will be a fun. We'll see if I don't spray gasoline everywhere.
All right. And if you do, I don't care. There we go, John, the party man, with the party plan.
Something like that.
All right. I'm not going to pour nearly as much as I did of the beer because
make some horrible soda cast pledge.
Yeah. This could go wrong on so many levels.
I am not drinking the sludge cup.
You should at least have some. Here, have some of this.
Fine.
Oh, that smells good.
It smells like fruity bullshit, as our partner podcast would say.
I like shandies, more like summer shandies that have more beer in it than this.
I was going to say, traditionally, isn't a shandy beer and lemonade?
Yeah, like, something
I
like that.
I don't know
like,
what this other thing like, that they're adding to beer.
Leinenkugel's has the summer shandy. It's quite nice.
That's like a British
this
thing.
This looks way more like you'd expect a lambic to look like, but it's not a lambic.
Well, yeah.
And, all right, but let's see, the nose. Yeah, fruity bullshit.
Yeah, it's
really
like
sweet.
Out of control, fruity bullshit.
Bottoms up.
That has a really weird taste.
Whoa, that's actually kind of cool. I would actually have drank this for the soda podcast, not known it was alcoholic, and actually enjoyed it.
Okay, so this tastes like...
Oh, it's got some like...
Like potpourri.
Oh, it's got a weird like spice to it. That's actually really good.
This like...
Give me more.
Sip. Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
When you go to your grandmother's house on the holidays... And she has a giant bin filled with pine cones that have been sprayed with some chemical. This smells like that and tastes like that.
Yeah. It's, I remember having these, it's funny you mentioned, like, grandmother's house. I remember my grandma used to have, like, a bowl of hard candies, like all grandmothers do. And
yes.
there was one of them, and it had this kind of minty, weird flavor that tastes exactly like this.
It's gingerbread.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got that, I don't know what it is. It's some sort of spice, like, you know, on the way of, like, nutmeg or allspice. I think it tastes kind of like allspice.
I wish I knew what sorrel was.
Yeah.
You see the bottle?
So it tastes like a soda. Like
if there is any alcohol in here, it is
undetectable. But so it's got a nice kind of moderately sweet taste to it. A few kind of just fruity notes, not too harsh, not terribly artificial, and then it ends with kind of like this kind of rustic allspice flavor.
I would bet this would give you a beastly hangover.
You'd have to drink like 20.
Yes. Well, I think even if like one was included in your night, then you would regret it immediately the next day.
Well, we're gonna have a fun night now.
It's a good base. There's some sugar water on top of a double dessert cruise ship meal.
Oh, you know what? We moved right into this. We didn't give Tropical Mango a number.
I just figured you guys were doing it at the end.
Yeah, we can do the showdown at the end, if we think we can remember them all, which I don't know that I can.
Let's just do these two, and then we'll save the other two for next episode.
I like the idea of you just lining them up and trying to remember them after you've had all the drinks.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was picturing this more like a feature film, since you're only going to be able to do so many right now. Just fucking knock them out.
So,
all right.
I enjoy that. That is tasty. Producer, clean my glass.
This one is mine.
While our producer goes and does his little job, we are going to describe the next drink up for discussion. This thing is interesting.
This was smuggled on board this cruise ship.
Yeah, like these all were.
This was much harder because it actually looks like a spirit bottle.
But we hid it under a six-pack of ginger beer.
Yes. It's Stone's Original Green Ginger Wine, produced and bottled in Jamaica by J. Ray and Nephew Limited of Kingston.
Nice.
It is a 14.5 alcohol by volume wine.
Oh, boy.
Has a number. Produced originally in 1740, it is made in England from the ripest currants.
Oh, hey, currant.
And slowly matures before the finest ground ginger is steeped in the wine.
Whoa.
So this sounds like it's going to be intense.
Yeah.
Some of the recommended drinks on the back. Stones on its own. Uninteresting. Not really much of
That's
an idea there.
Cocktail.
Recommended drinks. Drink it.
1 measure Stones, 3 or 4 measures vodka. Stir and serve on the rocks with club soda.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, another recipe for a good hangover. 1 measure Stones with ice and a slice of orange, topped with your favorite mixer. So, two of the drink suggestions for this are drink it on its own and try mixing it with something.
Well, you know, they want you to have options.
Enjoy in moderation. Like most wines, contain sulfates.
Right. I'm actually really excited about this because, as I've said on the SodaCast, I am a fan of ginger ale, a big fan of ginger beer, but a actual ginger wine? Oh.
That is a horrible color.
This is gonna be...
Oh, I've never seen a liquid that? This purple-brown before.
It's purple-brown. Oh, I'm less excited about this.
Authentic purple-brown.
It smells real weird, too. It's definitely ginger and currants.
Oh, wow, yeah, that is something. All right, yeah, the nose, there's a bit of ginger, and it's really overpowered by the currant, but it kind of lingers for a bit longer than the currant does, so you get that kind of distinct ginger hint right at the end of it.
Yeah, it's like there's ginger...
There.
It's like you're smelling currants, but they're behaving like you're smelling ginger.
Right, you know, it hits your nose like a ginger. Not a very strong ginger, like not like Ting's... Old Jamaican ginger beer.
And I cannot properly communicate how gross this looks. It's like, if you hold it up against a very white surface, you could almost think it was whiskey, but it's too purple. Yeah.
If it's like if you poured like a a tablespoon of port into a glass of Canadian whiskey.
Yes. So we were doing great until the producer, Bill, tripped over the microphone cord.
Yeah.
Until you put the drink as far away from you as possible.
I was trying to hold it in front of the wall for the best backing. It's, yeah. Don't trip over your power cord. There's so many cords by your feet, Bill.
I don't think you need the flash.
Anyway.
It's smart flash means it's always on.
Let's drink this bitch.
Let's drink this bitch. Oh, that's good. And whoa. I wasn't talking about the wine. I was talking about the line.
Whoa.
Wow. That
there
is...
There's nothing agreeable with that.
God, I can smell it.
It's like drinking currant syrup and then it burns your throat.
Yeah.
There's like... Oh. The ginger is just there for the pain.
Yeah. So, like, have you ever taken a ginger snap that's just like so heavy with ginger and other spices, you eat it and it just burns the throat on the way down? That's what this stuff does, but it's like 10 times sweeter than anything I've put in my mouth. Like, we just had a fine glass of port with dinner, which is
not
a
sweet.
No.
Yeah. It's like,
and that's port, and this is literal currant syrup.
I threw a party once for a friend, and they were from Japan. And I said, "What drinks would you like?" And she
that's
said,
"That's like sweeter than Manischewitz."
She said, "Cassis," and it took us forever to find what this is. It's like a apple pucker, and it's basically just currant liqueur, and it tastes like this, but without the horrible ginger burn.
See, and, I like the ginger burn. The ginger burn is the only thing about this that I actually enjoy.
I like it when it's paired with ginger flavor.
Yeah,
otherwise
there's no ginger flavor there.
It's just like insulting me.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, you want some ginger? And then it kicks me in the crotch and runs away.
Right. When I read ginger wine, I was really excited because I thought it was a wine made of ginger, not a currant syrup with ginger steeped in
it. One of our other fellows was like, how do you make a ginger wine? What ferments from ginger? And I said,
Well, it's got a lot of sugar in it, naturally.
Well, but I said, I don't know if ginger has sugar in it, the root, but...
Maybe not.
For something like dandelion wine, you basically make dandelion tea and then add sugar to it and ferment that. So I was like, oh, you could do that with ginger. Sure. Work great, but this is like cassis, or this is... Yeah.
Yeah.
Cassis wine, or whatever it is.
It's really
currant
good.
Wine, and also, then ginger.
Yeah. I just want to say that it's... Technically, I wouldn't call it a wine, because it's like a cassis liqueur.
Well, it sounds like it's fermented based on...
Maybe.
And it's not a liqueur, it's... Well, it's pretty low alcohol.
Yeah.
Even for that.
But... Like, this is not something I would drink a glass of.
No, I would not pour this in... Yeah, it's... All the serving suggestions are for, like, spirits.
Yeah. It tastes way more like a spirit than any sort of wine I've ever had.
But, yeah, I think it's a
even
current...
A port.
I think it's a current wine.
Yeah.
With ginger added to it.
But, so, it's not really a ginger wine. And then...
No.
The first part of the name of it is green. There was nothing about that color that was green.
No.
The only thing green about it is the... Frickin' bottle.
Yeah, the bottle and the label are quite green. Everything inside is just it's a horrible mistake.
Yeah. So, Stone's Original, it's one big fat lie.
It is
all
a
the
horrible,
way through.
Syrupy mess.
That was disgusting. Alright.
I need to try it with my favorite mixer.
Yeah, the trash. So that leaves us with what I thought was going to be the worst thing of the evening, but now I'm not so sure. No, this is probably still terrible.
Yeah, it's probably going to be really awful, and it has has the likelihood. Is that the one that I thought it was? Is that the one that will no?
Oh, no.
Okay,
but it does have a shirtless guy on it.
Yeah, there was at least when we went into these
rippling with muscles.
We went into these fine island grocery stores. There was definitely one brand of alcoholic energy drink that was pretty much designed to be some sort of alcoholic Viagra.
Yeah.
This may be like that,
yeah,
but it's not as overt.
Right. So it's called Sting Power, which we got it basically just because that name is hysterical. It is also 14% alcohol by volume. it contains with vitamins, iron, and Boas Bandy, which I have no idea what that is.
Probably goes to your penis.
Yeah, probably. It'd be such... just sporting a huge TP.
Yeah, it'll be like...
all through this party.
It'll
this
be like
be
something
great.
Out of Jackass. Just be standing there with our with our hands on our hips.
Yeah. What happened to you? Sting power. So, it says, and this is the funniest part, which...
awkwardly dancing close to people.
Which, all of that is really funny, but the funniest thing I think is under the at the bottom of the label, it says, you know, straight up, alcoholic beverage, 14% alcohol by volume, and then on the side, it has a little warning triangle, for adults 18 years and over, which, for Americans...
I don't know what the island life is.
Yeah.
Maybe anyone...
That can... sounds highly illegal. It's in a little itty-bitty 200-milliliter brown bottle with a little screw tap.
Yeah, it looks like, and it, looks like it should be holding steak sauce or
something. Yeah. it looks like Worcestershire sauce.
Until you look at the label and you're like, this is something that I should not buy. But we bought it.
This is for a different kind of steak.
I should not consume. It's for beef steak. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Meat sticks. So, I'm really hoping that we open this up and it is just Worcestershire sauce.
But fermented.
Yeah, just fermented Worcestershire sauce.
All the taste of steak in a carbonated alcoholic beverage.
As terrible as that sounds, it's probably better than the many options that this could actually be.
I'm going to make a steak wine.
Power malt.
Power malt steak wine.
To meet your competition. Oh, it's not even carbonated.
Just,
there's
oh,
nothing
just
in
still?
There. Oh.
That's even worse.
Oh, this is going to be so bad, John.
Or it was carbonated at one point.
Oh, that's...
Oh, don't smell that. Just don't even smell it. Just hold it away from your face.
That's part of the show, John. You gotta dive in. Oh, why?
What
did we do?
It's like dead earthworms or something.
I want to get a whiff.
Ugh, that smells like smashed up grapes left on a filthy sidewalk for like a day and a half.
And it's about the right color.
Yeah, it's not enough to actually ferment it into wine, but it's enough to make it putrid enough where you just want to clean it off with a hose.
This is like the color of it's like a very ill wine.
Yeah, so just like the ginger wine, quote-unquote, had the color of a bit of port dumped into a poor whiskey, this is the opposite. This looks like a bit of terrible whiskey dumped into... a really old bottle of port.
This better give me an unstoppable boner.
Just the raging hard-on to end all hard-ons. All right.
All of it at once.
Bottoms up.
That's pretty medicine.
Yeah.
Style.
Ugh.
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 It keeps getting worse. I don't know. This... I would almost rather drink this than the ginger wine.
Yeah, it's actually... it tastes better than the ginger wine.
It doesn't...
It's unpleasant without being completely offensive.
Keeps getting worse, though.
Yeah. it lingers, and it does not leave a good impression.
I'm gonna pour some shandy in my glass.
Yeah, there you go. Hit me up with that. That was tasty.
This is my favorite mixer.
Oh, man. So, before I go with this shandy chaser, I'm going to just try to describe for a bit what that tasted like.
I have no discernible flavors.
Yeah, it's basically, it starts off too sweet, just like, you know, just sweet cloying with a slight kind of old grape, almost wine flavor. And then it quickly goes as bitter as, like, those, like, that pink liquid antibiotic you used to take as a kid. It was just like, and it made you gag.
That's
it tastes
much...
like that. And now that's all I can taste anymore.
Yeah.
Is just medicine.
Yeah, it's like some sort of awful medicine that you had to take as a child.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I mean... I love hard-ons as much as the next guy.
I'm getting nothing here.
But... if you have to drink all of this to get the male enhancement effect, I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
I think that's
not even doing anything right now.
No.
thankfully. I don't know how fast it's supposed to act.
I would hope that...
There's no markings on here.
I would hope that you would get out of my stateroom before it does, John.
If it just, like... If all of a sudden it's just like... that's the sound it makes.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, it was pretty terrible, and I'm going to drink this now.
The funny thing is the like, muscular man with his shirt open on this the bottle here.
Yeah.
Like, if you really... If you actually, like, look at this picture, this guy's, like... Like, has the chest of a 70-year-old. This is just a horrible mess.
Yeah, if you actually look close, he reminds me of the guy from The Room.
It's like he's slowly melting.
Yeah, he has the anatomy that is not human.
Yeah. And there's actually a woman with a spaghetti strap dress falling off in the foreground.
Distinctly trying not to look at him.
Yeah, I also like how the dude is front and center and not the lady.
Yeah, I don't know who's stingers are being powered here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not mine.
Non-human people, I guess. Yeah, like, look at that guy.
Yeah, it's a horrible...
Why? Thing. Why did his pecs do that? It's gross.
I want to make that a profile picture for, like, for OkCupid or something. You want to get with a melted chest man?
You've had zero winks.
All right, so now...
Yeah, now we have to remember what each one tasted like so we can grade them in order, which has become increasingly difficult.
Yes.
With the more that we drink.
So let's start with the Virgin Islands Tropical Mango Pale Ale.
It wasn't a bad pale ale. So for the soda cast, 50 is completely average, which the Wisconsinites say is milk. I say is water because that's...
say it's a completely average beer.
Average beer.
That's tough. That's tough.
Let's see. Like, for me, my baseline is a beer I can get in Texas called Shiner Bock. But you can't get that everywhere.
Yeah. If you do, it's much older than the Shiner Bock you get in Texas.
And that's still pretty decent. But, let's see. What is a thing you can get all over the place?
I would say, Well,
Sam Adams Boston?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 50 is a Sam Adams Boston lager, which is it's a fine beer. It's tasty. It's enjoyable. You know, it's nothing special, but it's definitely, you know, you can taste the quality there. So with that being a 50, I'm going to give Virgin Islands Tropical Mango Pale Ale a 39. It's not a bad pale ale, but it's not good.
No.
I like IPAs especially.
Yeah.
They are one of my faves, and this was, again, I mean, it's okay if I was given it at a party, I'd drink it, but I wouldn't go back in the fridge for another one. Yeah. So, you know, the mango was, again, just like anything with this label on it.
That much mango should be a little more mango, but...
The nose is so promising, and the taste is underwhelming.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go, because on the one hand, if it was super mango-y, I would rate it poorly for that.
I'd give it a few points, for at least then it would be unique.
Yeah.
It would be an experience.
So.
It'd be something that I'd be like, hey, I'm glad I tried that. This, it's just like, eh. Meh.
I'm going back, I'm cheating.
Oh, man.
That's what we get for not drinking it all then.
Well, I'm gonna drink it all now.
Yeah, I left some for you.
Sweet. On top of the shandy.
Yeah,
hey,
about,
my glass is a sludge cup.
If you're gonna drink it all, you gotta finish the ginger wine.
Fuck you, producer.
That would destroy us all utterly.
Producer's note, I'm gonna tell you what the averages are after you've given them all.
Okay,
that's fine.
So the mango, I'll give it like a 45. It's pretty close to average.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah. All right. Shandy. So the Shandy Carob Sorrel. It's weird because it does not taste like a beer.
No.
Well, or any alcoholic drink.
I don't know
drink.
What it's even trying to go for there.
I mean,
like,
it is a soft drink.
I mean, even if you took their lager and mixed it one-to-one with something, it would not be 1.2%.
No, I mean, we tried their lager.
This is like, you know, I would imagine a bunch of Caribbean high schoolers, like, drinking a ton of this and pretending they were drunk.
Right. I mean, even, you know, like a Lindeman's Framboise or a Criac, like a Lambic Ale or something like that, has that bit of alcoholic flavor. It's like 4.5 or something low like that. This just tastes like a soda. Yeah. It's actually not a bad soda. I mean, if this was on the soda cast, I would probably rate it I would give it a 72. So, but on this?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like they would almost be the same.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it fine. If I saw that at a party, I would grab one. That would be a nice, like, finish.
Yeah. I am going to rate it pretty low because...
You wanted more booze?
Yeah. Even like, if I'm buying a Shandy, I still don't want it to be fruity bullshit.
Sure.
So, yeah. It was too much. Also, I'm not... Without having internet to look it up, I'm going to still call shenanigans that it's a Shandy with some sort of fruit mix.
Yeah, no, it's not a Shandy. That's just no Shandy.
We might as well be reviewing like a Mike's Hard Lemonade with this thing. But at least Mike's has got some alcohol.
Yeah, Mike's has a bite. This literally had no bite to it.
It's just like cherry soda.
So. I'm still going to give it a high score because it was tasty. That thing was the tastiest thing we've had all night at this program.
That's true. Mm. I'm going to give it a 25.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
It's just not.
Well, it's going downhill from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next up is the Stones original.
Didn't get your score.
72.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was hidden in the conversation.
So, next up is the Stones original Lie. And, that thing basically just lied to my face about almost every single point of its entire being, and on top of that, it was atrocious. It just tasted like an abomination, and I love ginger flavored anything.
Yeah,
like you put ginger in front of me, I will eat it and I will be happy. Even those kind of subpar middling ginger beers we drank for the podcast on this trip were still pretty pleasant. This was probably the first ginger product I've ever tasted that I genuinely disliked. And so now my perfect record is shattered. So thanks, Stone. I'm going to give you an 11.
Woo. Just calling something a ginger wine when it's just regular wine with ginger added.
It's not even regular wine.
Well,
it's currant crap.
Currants are pretty close to grapes.
You shut your whore mouth.
Maybe. There's some sort of fruit.
Do not diss wines and ports and other such things by comparing them to this.
Like, well, I mean, their process is like they made a wine out of a berry and then they added some shit to it.
Yeah. Lots of shit.
So, not enough shit.
So
I want ginger wine to be ginger and water and sugar until there is alcohol.
Like dandelion wine, as we said.
So, this was just a horrible failing and not enough label to tell me that I'm what I was getting into. And then...
I just noticed J. Ray and Nephew was the brand of the rum cream we had in Jamaica.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
How did they fall so far?
Well, they imported this from Stones of London, so fuck Stones.
Stones
J. Ray and Nephew, rum cream, still awesome.
That was a brilliant drink. I think I still have some. It may not be good anymore.
Rum
but
cream. We'll have to do that
here
at some
in the
point.
Now.
Yep.
15.
15. You suck. And then last but certainly not least, Sting Power. Still no chubby.
No.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Nothing going on downstairs.
It's like
so
I'm at church here.
I don't know how to feel about that. I'm pretty ambivalent. I'm kind of disappointed that it did not actually represent the power that was advertised, but also I don't know how I would feel if it did.
Yeah, well,
so,
I don't know if we've consumed enough to adequately get all
true.
The power that is required.
We are only running at like 15% power here. I don't want to drink the rest of it to get up to even 25% power.
Ha! Get up. Ha! Hey, terrible.
Woo! That's the kind of humor you can expect on this show, folks. And, yeah, I think that for its intended purpose, that is a terrible beverage. It did not taste nearly as bad as Stone's green ginger failure, but...
still pretty bad.
Still pretty bad. I'm going to give it a 17.
Yeah, I agree with all those things. And have have forced my hand to have to put it in between the two things that I've already rated. So that would be a 20, I think. So let's go with that. I think I'm glad I left myself a 10-point spread.
I'm glad you remembered that you had a 10-point spread.
I think there's a 15 and a 25 and a higher number.
Are you ready for your averages?
Yes, let's get our averages.
Let's go, producer.
From the production.
Virgin Islands, Tropical Mango. You gave it an average of 42.
Nice. Okay, that makes sense.
The Shandy Carib with Sorrel.
With
Sorrel.
You gave that a 48.5.
It's better than the Virgin Islands.
Stone's Original Green Ginger Wine, you gave an average of 13.
Wow.
Eat your heart out, Power Malt.
And Sting Power, which I thought was going to be the ringer of the whole thing.
So did I. I am pleasantly surprised it wasn't.
You gave that an 18.5.
That all sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Your average for the night... of all four drinks, is 30.5.
Nice.
Is that sort
you have spent your time well.
30.5.
Yikes.
Well, beer buds, that is all for our pilot episode, and this has been a great recipe for a terrible hangover.
Indeed.
In your monkey suit on a cigarette break, the lunchtime crowd, they won't even blink, but you'd be sad if they did, but you'll be sad. Let's drink, this town is so great. Drink, cause it's never too late.